Okay, you might be asking yourselves, why are we having a history lecture on writing essays? Well, the reason is, to be a good historian and to really study history well, you have to be able to write about it. So I just want to take a little bit of time today to talk to you about writing a good essay. So first, let me define what an essay is. An essay is a short nonfiction composition on a single, sufficiently narrowed subject written primarily in one of the major modes of discourse: persuasion, description, narration, or exposition. Persuasive writing will be the type we typically do here in a history class. We'll be trying to persuade our audience that our point of view, our thesis, our argument is the most accurate. We will, however, use descriptive writing and narration to provide examples, and also expository writing to provide examples to flesh out our argument. Every piece of essay writing has three major components: an introduction, a body, and a conclusion. It doesn't matter how long or how short your essay is, you still need to have those three elements. Now, most of the essays we write in this class will be very short. We probably won't write over a 4 or 5 paragraph essay. Most of our essays will probably be 3 paragraphs long, so we're not going to be doing really long essay writing. But let me kind of go over each of the three pieces. The introduction. It's in the introduction that you attract attention and make the reader take notice. Basically, in the introduction, you're going to announce the argument or viewpoint of your essay. That's your thesis, and that's critical. That intro and then the thesis really previews what's going to follow in the rest of the essay. If you do not have a thesis, your essay does not hold together. It does not flow logically. You really need to make sure you have a thesis. In the body of your essay, you're going to explain and support your thesis. You're going to achieve unity and cohesion in the body of your essay by using transitional words and phrases and providing evidence and examples that really supports your thesis. In your conclusion, you're going to sum up your piece. You might offer new avenues to research. You might provide other trains of thought on your topic. You might initiate other topics to be explored in your conclusion. Now, I'm going to spend a fair amount of time talking about the thesis statement, because the thesis is critical, and that's really what I'm going to be looking for this semester, is how well you articulate your thesis. A thesis asserts a controlling viewpoint. Without the thesis, neither your reader nor the writer, meaning you, can find a point of reference. If your essay doesn't have a thesis, it becomes very difficult for the reader to understand what you're trying to say. Now, for our purposes, we're going to put the thesis at the end of the introductory paragraph. By putting it there, I'll know where to look for your thesis, and you'll know where to add it to make sure you actually have it. Once you get more advanced in your writing, when you start taking other classes, you can put your thesis elsewhere. But for our purposes, our thesis will always be the last sentence of the introductory paragraph. And you want to think of each paragraph being roughly 4 sentences long. That's just a good frame of reference, a good recipe to think about. Again, I'm just giving you a basic recipe for writing a very basic essay. As you get more advanced with your writing skills, you can deviate. So again, you want to think about your thesis being the last sentence, which would be the 4th sentence of that introductory paragraph. With this slide right here, I'm really showcasing how to write your introductory paragraph. And I'm asking you to write it in a funnel shape. Now, this doesn't mean that you actually write your paragraph in the shape of a funnel. One student once thought that's what I really meant and actually wrote his paragraph in the shape of a funnel. You don't want to do that, but what I mean by the funnel shape is you want to start off with kind of a general broad statement that introduces your subject. In the next sentence or two, you're going to narrow your topic and become more specific. And then in the last sentence, you're going to hit us over the head with your thesis. So let me just give you an example from the work we're going to be doing this week. This week, we're reading an article on the caste system in India. Not only the ancient caste system, but also the caste system in modern day life. And in that reading that you're going to be doing, and in the lecture that I provide for you, you're going to hear about this notion of untouchability. So maybe So what I'm going to do is do an introductory paragraph right now with this topic of untouchability. So I'm going to start off slightly broad and then narrow it with my overall thesis, my argument. So here goes. In ancient India, there was a caste system. That was my first sentence. It's broad, but not so broad that you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about ancient India and its caste system. Now I'm going to get more narrow with my second sentence of my introductory paragraph. In ancient India, there was a caste system. This caste system was very pronounced and governed all of society. Though there were four main levels of the caste system, there was also a caste that didn't even really make it into the system, and it was called untouchability. Untouchability still exists today in India, though it has been outlawed in the 1955 Constitution. Here is my thesis now. The reason why untouchability still exists in India today is because the Hindu religion is very strong and it supersedes the government's role. Okay, so that was a 5-sentence introductory paragraph. And if you listened as I was saying it, I started off kind of broad, talking about my basic topic, which was India and the caste system. And then I started to narrow my focus, as you would with the funnel. And I started talking about how there was a caste that wasn't really even on the traditional caste system called the Untouchables. And then I talked about how untouchability still exists today, even though there was a constitution to outlaw it. And then I made the argument that the reason why untouchability still exists today, even though it's been outlawed, is because of the religious ideals really outweigh the governmental, the political ideals. So hopefully that was a little bit of help to you. Now, in the body of your essay, you're going to reveal the substance and the shape of your thinking. Basically, in the body, you're delivering on the commitment of your thesis. You're really trying to provide evidence to support your thesis. You want to develop well-written body paragraphs, and to do that, you need to answer a series of questions. How many support paragraphs will I need to defend my thesis? For my own particular thesis, I'm talking about the religious structure overshadowing the political structure in India today. So I'm definitely going to need at least one paragraph talking about the religious structure of the Hindu faith in India. That's going to take up quite a few. That could probably take up 2 paragraphs. I then need at least 1 or 2 paragraphs talking about the political structure of India. What you want to remember, though, is each support paragraph has to have its own topic statement focusing on one aspect of the thesis. And that topic statement is like a mini thesis. And for our purposes, it works best if you put that topic statement as your first sentence of the paragraph. And then you need to choose examples and evidence to support your train of thought, to support your thesis. So let me just do a practice body paragraph going off of my thesis that the reason why untouchability still exists in India today is because the religious system has more clout, has more weight than the political structure. So let me try to start offering some support for that. Okay, here goes. Here's my topic sentence, also known as my mini thesis. The Hindu faith dates back to ancient times. That's my topic sentence. Now I'm going to let me flesh that out a little bit more. Dates back to ancient Hindu times and is very entrenched in the society. All right, so that was my topic sentence. Now I want to give you some evidence as to how entrenched the Hindu faith is in Indian life. Let me give you an example, and this will be an example for my body paragraph. In the ancient Hindu faith, only people of the upper caste could read scripture, meaning only the priests could read scripture. So if somebody of a lower caste was found reading scripture, he or she could be killed. This notion of how important the scriptures were and how integral they were to Hindu life was really showcased by the prestige associated with the ability to read scripture. So I gave you one example there to kind of support that mini topic, that mini thesis, that topic statement. Of course, you would need to have other examples. I like to think about having two or three examples per body paragraph. You want to make sure, though, that you don't veer astray. You want to make sure that you're already always staying focused on your thesis. Now you finally reached the time to conclude your essay. A good conclusion closes an essay. It refocuses on the thesis and leaves a final and lasting impression on the reader. Your conclusion might evaluate the meaning or significance of the material in the body of your essay. It may restate your position, predict an outcome, offer a solution, request an action, make a recommendation, or pave the way for further exploration. In your conclusion, you're really trying not to just re-say everything you already said, but actually engage the audience and help them come up with a new line of thinking. Now, when you go to write your history essays, you're going to really want to bring in evidence and examples from the lectures that I do, from the textbook reading, and also from the outside reading I do. Now, this week we're going to do a practice essay, but we're only going to write the skeleton for an essay. We're not going to write a full-blown essay. And that's how we'll work for the next few weeks. And when I ask you to write a skeleton, what I mean is, and I actually have a form that I'll post under handouts, what you're going to do on this skeleton for a history essay is write your thesis. Then you're going to write your three major topic sentences for three body paragraphs. And then you're going to give me three key examples to support each of those topic sentences. And that's what we're going to be doing. And I will provide the prompt in a handout posted under the handout section.